peace, love, and God's justice to you all. Welcome again to another fantastic program because of the fantastic guest here on Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. We are 24/7 profanity free. Now, isn't it interesting that when black people, in particular, black people and even more black men, when they're doing something wrong, in error, man, I mean, traffic stops, the news stops, almost the world stops for everybody to know that black men, in particular black men, our brothers, have made some awful mistakes, and they highlight it, it's on back to back, it's on and on. It's drilled in our psyche that this event has occurred. However, black men in particular do not get the same publicity, exposure, when they're doing something that is not even opposite of the bad news. I mean, they are above and beyond. They're not getting the coverage. They're not getting the exposure. They're not getting the highlight that they deserve when they are in the positive and they are in the good. But today, we're going to make sure that you know a legend here in D.C., I mean, a legend of peace, a legend of solution-orientated programs for young black men in particular, young people. He has a resume as an activist. So an activist is just involved in so many activities, and they're always doing something positive. And we should know, because our subconscious, our spirit, we feed on positive just as well as any other information. So we're going to get fed today, because our guest is Brother Tyrone Parker, and he has founded an organization that continues to climb uphill. They go round the corner. They go down the hill. I mean, they are in struggle with no apologies. His great organization is Alliance for Concerned. I'm messing it up. It's Alliance for Concerned Black Men. I messed it up. I'm not feeling that. Without further ado, he's my brother, and I'm happy to introduce him and share the good news when the black man stands up and takes charge, because he is the only, the cream of the planet Earth. He is the God of the universe. It's my pleasure. Brother Tyrone Parker, welcome to Nia2X Radio,
the voice of the people. To God be the glory, Sister Nia2X. And I am so excited and happy to be here today to share some of the spirits. I'm a good, humble servant. Let the record reflect that. And that God has blessed me to be able to have great people around me to help to navigate the challenges that our community is confronted with. You know, I think we at this point that we're at now in regard to that the homicides that's occurring within the District of Columbia, you know, it's a historical perspective, Sister Nia. I know that, and I'm going to step back for one moment. I've been involved in this work for the last 30 years. I recently retired 2 years ago to be able to be with my family, grandkids, and health reasons to be able to just to put some perspectives in order. And during the time that the Alliance of Concerned Men started, 1991, the homicide rate in the District of Columbia was 484 a year. And from a collective perspective, in the year 2012, we were able to reduce from 484 to 88 homicides in the District of Columbia. We then took an initiative to the mayor of the city at that time, and that's what he supported. From 88 to zero, because we as a collective community saw zero for the District of Columbia. Let's marinate on that for 1 second. Let's put our dot right there. Can you imagine the District of Columbia being zero? homicide. Some folks would say, that's not improbable considering. But when the spirit of the people come together, everything is possible. And I say this in this context that I'm done. When we were able to bring this thing from 484 to 88, who in the world is to say that we couldn't bring it from 88 to zero? And that was the spirit of the spirit of the people, you know. And
now was that under the Mayor for Life, Marion Barry's administration?
It began this extraordinary movement of transformation pertaining to public safety. Began to move under the guidance of Marion Barry, the Honorable Marion Barry. And he was the beginning of the orchestrator of being able to get the necessary funds to grassroots organizations that love our city. And a large amount of the brothers, Amelie Bergkong, Ron Moten, Sidney Davis, Stuart Anderson, these brothers have been confined in their past. But we had learned how to love our community and understood our responsibilities. So we became change agents for our people and was able to reduce homicides in the District of Columbia. Folks,
and you know, I can't leave out our man and our brother, Frank Malone, 100 Fathers.
Oh, good God Almighty. Woo! You're talking about... Oh, God, I just can't say enough about that soldier there. That's a story on its own. That soldier
fight. That's a story on its own. I'm not kidding. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead, Sister Nia.
No, I'm just so happy that we can share with the world, because what they're hearing is not balanced news and information. We're not saying that horrible things are not happening. We are admitting. But the balance is you have people like our guest today who gives his life energy, his time, his intelligence to solutions that are working, as he just described, zero homicides when black men, the elders of the community, the OGs, if you will, the soldiers that have experienced, they can reach our young people, because we have more questions today than we have answers. We're talking with our guest, brother activist, soldier, head of Alliance for Concerned Men. I said concerned black men, but it's concerned men. And they are making the difference, but they are not getting the publicity that they deserve. I mean, they deserve more attention. I think he just had a big march about 2-3 weeks ago, met at the big chair here in Southeast D.C. What was that all about, and how did that turn out?
Well, it was a great event and a great gathering of individuals that had come together that wanted to stop the violence that had occurred. And when I was on the and to see the movement of black men, black women, black children gathering together in the highest spirit of transformation, this is who we are. This is the spirit that we carry. That was demonstrated on the Million Man March in October of 2095, when more than 2 million black men came together in a peaceful harmony. We have not heard dollars, little or anything around that subject. But let me fast forward for 1 second. I recently retired 2 years ago and began to get, you know, some things in place, but could not sit still by virtue of what was occurring. So I began to reach out to a group that we had formulated almost 10 years ago, and it was called CRUSE. That's what it was called, and the mission is in its name, creating communities that respect everyone's will to survive. Creating communities that respect everyone's will to survive. And certainly, we came together and began to look at what could we do about 3 to 4 months ago. We came together. We had the 100 black men, the 100 fathers, Frank Malone, the Nation of Islam, the Alliance of Concerned Men, One Flag, the Distinguished Gentlemen. It's time to get involved. All of us came together, and we began to meet every Wednesday, and this is important, every Wednesday over at the Nation of Islam. And what we decided to do as a beginning perspective was to take our men and go to our schools and create a safe passage program with them. So we are now to over at Kimball Elementary on Minnesota and Eli to Sousa, which is on Eli, about four blocks up. And to see these black men, 45 to 50 black men there in the morning at 8:30 to be there with their kids waving and speaking to them and just celebrating them. And also be there when they get out of school. Black men lined up to be able to show them and to love them and to see the Nation of Islam with their sharps, shirt and ties on, and then to see the other brothers with their fresh gear on and just speaking and giving love for our kids. This is the common denominator that's going to help to begin to change this image of human life that's occurring in the District of Columbia now, which is considered now to be the murder capital of the USA per capita.
I want you to hold that point right there. I want you to hold that big, important point right there of the horrible reputation that you just said that D.C. has been dealing with murder. We want to pay a few bills. We have Brother Tyrone Parker, who is here telling us the good news, sharing the good news. We are listening to the solutions. Because these children's hearts were looking. They were hungry, starving, especially for men. They are starving for help. I'm talking about the ones that are afraid to go to school. They didn't see any type of solution until black men. One of the leaders are here with us today, Brother Tyrone Parker from Alliance of Concerned Men, over 30 years doing the work, getting it done. Keep it right here. We're going to pay a few bills because without these sponsors, we couldn't share the great news. And we're going to come back and hear about the reputation of Washington, D.C. now versus across the country during what we call the so-called murder rate. Keep it right here. S&B movers are the very best to call when you need to move or simply have large furniture you want hauled away. Their service is reliable, affordable, and dependable. In today's market, with escalating prices all around us, S&B movers are keeping their prices reasonable and their services remain exceptional and professional. S&B movers serve from as far north as New York City and as far south as Georgia. You want to call them today. The professionals at S&B Movers, 240-507-7103. That's 240-507-7103. How about Upright Carpet Cleaning? They are the pros cleaning carpets. You know it's fall cleaning time. They're cleaning carpets with top-of-the-line products. Tip-top service and affordable prices, too. Get three rooms cleaned, whether residential or commercial, for only $149. That's right, $149 gets the job done. Call Upright Carpet Cleaning, serving the DMV at 240-547-4569. And we're going to wrap it up with news you can use. She's gone but not ever forgotten. We're talking about Sister Breonna Taylor. She was fatally shot March 2020 when unannounced officers came to her Louisville, Kentucky apartment. Now, former Detective Brent Hankinson fired 10 shots during the botched no-knock attempt to execute a search warrant for a suspect who didn't even live there. Now today, October 31st, 2023, Hankerson stands trial facing federal charges violating Breonna Taylor's civil rights. He's entered a plea of not guilty. Another detective, Miles Cosgrove, fired the shot that killed Breonna Taylor. Now, in March of 2023, this year, the Civil Rights Department revealed a two-year investigation and reported Louisville Police Department has a record of civil rights violations and systematic misconduct. If Hankerson is convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. That's it for news you can use, and we thank you to our sponsors making it all possible. So we're back to our guest here on NEA2X Radio, the voice of the people at www.blackonblackunity.com. Tyrone Parker is telling us the 411, getting us to understand something critically important. Brother Tyrone Parker, you have the floor.
Well, you know, you make mention of Frank Malone and the 100 Fathers. He's a part of us as we march into the community and doing our school walks and doing our safe passage program over there in Southeast. But to see these black men over there, Nia, they're sharp, speaking and waving at our kids and encouraging them as they're going into school and to be there when they come out. The principals and the teachers are so excited to see this remedy, this old traditional remedy of how to heal our community with love and concern and commitment consistently. This is a transformation. I know that, you know, right now it's definitely a family challenge that we're confronted with, and it's definitely a gun problem that we're confronted with, and it's definitely a love situation that we're confronted with as a community. But at the same time, and again I say, when you see strong black men walking down the streets protecting their kids and waving and just celebrating, horns are blowing and people are yelling at us, so it's a celebration. But the thing I come back to me is this. The District of Columbia is now considered to be the murder capital of the United States per capita. With all other cities, homicide rates are falling. The District of Columbia is rising. Mm. And it's rising because I think that the district is not unifying all of the people that can do the work or want to do the work together as a whole. There are so many silos that's functioning that the government itself is not supporting or not tending to bring together. Now, when community-based organizations want to really do the work, and let me also add this. We are over there in Southeast doing our school safe passage program without a dime. We ain't asked for no support. We didn't get no grants. We just knew it was time for us to come together as black men. And we meet every Wednesday at 5 o'clock over at the Nation of Islam. This is where we are building those individuals that say they want to do something, that feel that they're looking for other brothers and sisters. We got sisters, too, that's doing something in regard to this. And after next time, within the next 2 weeks, we're going to dive a deeper dive into these communities where the killing is going on to show these brothers and sisters that we are here. We're going to love them, we're going to support them, and we're going to work with them, but we're going to hold them accountable. We're going to meet them. We're going to find out what their challenges are. We're going to build relationships, and these relationships will be ongoing. It won't be a band-aid approach. It will be the same similarities of me being around with the Alliance of Concerned Men for 30 years. This is the commitment that we bring to our people.
You know, brother, yes. When I was a teenager during the Vietnam War, I remember how I felt when the Black Man's Development Center came up in our school, told everybody to leave the classes and go into the auditorium, and even the teachers were excited about it. I mean, I'm a child. I knew the Vietnam War was going on, but these were returning vets, and they were coming to tell the young people, us. I remember how I felt. I remember how good I felt. I felt love. I felt that somebody out there appreciated us. It was radical, but it was order, and it was so much love. And those brothers came and was talking about the methadone that, yes, you know, was should yes not be used to counter the heroin that right was being used. They had the methadone clinics, and them brothers right came back from Nam. They came back like you brothers are today, living large, right, taking charge. And you're going to get positive results because some little girl, some young little boy or big boy, he is feeling so good. He went to sleep and she went to sleep that night feeling secured, seeing the love demonstrated, not just talked about, but demonstrated from the brothers going in the streets where the work is needed, because you have a police department, you have a city government, you have all of these psychologists and all of these other people. And when you spoke of sisters, now you know we got to talk about the sister herself, and that is your sister, Sister Brenda Muhammad. Ain't no way in the world we can talk about leading sisters that work night and day. What she works 25 hours, 8 days a week. I mean, that's a hard-working, committed sister, your blood sister, your sibling. I mean, your family just stands strong and not just talking the talk, but walking the walk for real. Sister Brenda Muhammad, brother.
That's my sister. Same mom. Ain't no hand there. That's my strong sister. And Sister Brenda helped to put together the whole narrative, the bylaws, the constitution, and everything on the food. We met over at the Alliance office some 80 years and began this concept. Sister Brenda ingeniousness pulled this piece together, created ministries, directions, commitment. It's Sister Brenda's foundation.
Brother, you're talking to the choir. You preaching to the choir, but you're talking to the other people because I'm not surprised. You know, your family, man, y'all committed, you know, your D.C. legend in being known for getting the work done, working harder, working smarter, and having huge results from your efforts, certainly. You know, we just happy to have you here. We applaud your efforts. And, you know, anything we can do to help, we're striving to publicize it because it's a shame. It's not only the federal government and the police department that, you know, you're doing the work for, but, you know, even media. How is this not a great story? What is your aim and intention? This is the greatest story. Needs to be a federal holiday for what these black men and women are doing to stop the
violence. With no funding.
Yes, indeed. We got to wrap it up. We had 30 minutes. I want you to please allow people to know how to get in contact with you. Because there are a lot of brothers and sisters that want to help, support, so we can get this job done and make D.C. like it's supposed to be. Because these other people are getting paid big dollars, and they ain't doing nothing. If you're not getting the job done, you're not doing nothing. Because it's not about just snatching them up and locking them up and throwing away the key.
No. We're going to heal our community, and we're going to develop our community. With commitment. Only this time when we bring those numbers all the way down, we're going to put something that's sustainable in place so it can constantly be like that. I can be reached on area code 202-903-1002. Again, area code 202-903-1002. You can call me there or even you can use the email. You can contact Tyrone.Parker@acm www.thegodsjustice.com. But let use the phone, because that's the most easiest, or it depends on your skills or your spirit.
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm old school. Use the phone. You know, them young people, man, they, look, the Honorable Reverend Al Sharpton went to dinner with his daughter, and the waiter comes around, and, you know, he asked them, you know, what they want, so he ordered, and then he looked at his daughters and said, what y'all want? They text him. Sitting at the same table.
This is where we in. But please, every Wednesday at 5 o'clock over at the Nation of Islam on Pennsylvania Avenue, 3062 Pennsylvania Avenue, at 5 o'clock on Wednesdays, we need all the help that we can get, because we want to be able to spread this spirit of love and compassion for our people, our community. We can stop this killing. We can stop
it. That's 3160. And another correction, you mentioned the Million Man March, 1995. I think you said 2005. Ain't no big thing. October 16, 1995. And brother, we just so, you know, happy for you. You're in our prayers. Now, the meetings at the Nation of Islam, 5 p.m. on Wednesdays, 3160 Pennsylvania Avenue, Southeast D.C., are they for men only?
No, for men and women.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, and young adults, anybody that want to get involved, we got to stop this. We can't continue to allow this. We're going to put an end to this, us killing us.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, sir. I want to thank you for coming aboard, and we'll have you come back to, you know, give us progress reports. You can call in, and like you got a big event or something going on, let us know, Brother Tyrone Parker of Alliance for Concerned Men. And congratulations on your retirement. Yes, indeed. Now it's God in you.
To God be the glory. Ned Cruz.
All right, you're listening to Men Through X Radio, Voice of the People. Coming up next is Brother Gabriel Hamilton with his show, Brothers Are Gonna Work It Out. So stay tuned on Men Through X Radio, Voice of the People. Peace and love and God's justice to us all.
That's right.